I can't tell you how many times I've heard, Alexa, bring me a beer.
Alexa is always listening, and so is that guy. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week, Bloomberg had a long story about the people who listen to the failed interactions with Amazon's smart speakers and train them to be better. Antonio Pettit is one of those people. And last month, he told his story to the Primed podcast produced at KUOW in Seattle. Antonio is a writer for smart speakers. He worked on Cortana, Samsung's Bixby, and the Amazon Echo. And he was part of a team responsible for listening in on the times when you might have teased your Echo or asked a question that didn't get a response or even accidentally woke it up. What he learned?
You're never quite alone when you're speaking to these speakers, potentially. There's always the possibility that your data is being used for quality assurance and that there is somebody on the other side of those devices, like human, that is overhearing it.
Let's dig into this more in our quality assurance segment, where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Joshua McNichols is one of the hosts of the Primed podcast. He interviewed Pettit, and he said that the range of audio Amazon collects is very broad.
Those sort of accidental moments where maybe a cat knocked over a vase and it made a sound that sounded sort of like Alexa, you know, when the vase fell, those recordings go into a bucket called quality assurance where somebody is listening to them and sort of classifying, why did this not turn out as we had planned, right? We've written all these pairs of questions and answers, like if humans say this, then Alexa should return this answer. But some of those just aren't classifiable, and they have to judge what went wrong.
How do they, before we dig into, you know, the implications of that, how do they do that? I mean, they really just apply like human logic to it, listen to it and think, oh, okay, this doesn't match this script? Or is there also some engineering that goes into it?
Exactly. Well, I'm sure there's algorithms that help them with some of them, but a lot of them go to a human and a human listens to them because humans are still better at interpreting human speech in many ways than artificial intelligence.
How hard would it be for one of these engineers, one of these people in the quality assurance department to figure out who the user is?
Well, the information that comes to them is anonymized, but who knows what might be recorded in that time period? It could be some information that could be identifiable, right? And if somebody managed to, you know, attack one of these companies and get these recordings or something, then that's another thing. But we don't have any evidence that that has happened yet.
Well, because even anonymized, there have been plenty of incidents throughout technology's history of anonymized data being pretty easily tracked back to an IP address.
Yeah, that's right. And we know that data that may not be easily ascribed to you at this time, at some point in the future, may be more easily correlated with you by combining different data sets that allow, you know, that create associations that aren't in one set of data alone.
Joshua McNichols co-hosts a podcast called Primed about all things Amazon. You can find a link to that episode on our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. Elsewhere in Amazon news, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos put out a letter to shareholders this week in which he talked about the company's failures and said that actually the development of the Echo smart speaker started around the same time as the company's biggest financial failure, the Amazon Fire Phone. Yeah, remember that? And it made me think because at the time, it seemed really obvious that Amazon might need a phone to complete its ecosystem, since so much of our shopping and browsing and ad delivery was becoming mobile. But instead, smart speakers are among the fastest growing categories in consumer electronics, and phones have kind of peaked. In fact, on Thursday, Credit Suisse assigned a neutral rating to Apple and said it expected the company's smartphone sales to decline by double digits. Maybe the right call by Amazon. Bezos' letter also said the company will have to keep experimenting with potentially multi-billion dollar failures in order to keep innovating. And one other note on Amazon before we go today, the company has been criticized for how it treats its workers at fulfillment centers and warehouses. Low pay, long hours, and very unfun working conditions, like people peeing in bottles because they're afraid to leave their desks. Well, on Thursday, pilots at Amazon Air protested over low pay and what they said are terrible working conditions. The pilot said the pressure to keep supply chain costs low for Amazon is creating bad conditions for cargo pilots all across that industry. Maybe not the ideal way to finance the multi-billion dollar experiments? Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.